Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. It's a pleasure to be with you on what we like to call Conspiracy Theory Thursday, named such years ago when we discovered that on Thursday, we seem to get a whole lot more conspiracy theories put forward by callers than we did any other day of the week. And today, it seems to fit very well. As I introduce Washington State Senator Chris Gildon, who represents the 25th Legislative District in Puyallup, Senator, I have to tell you something. The conspiracy, if somebody had told me a year and a half ago, the Democrats are going to conspire to eliminate or drastically diminish police agencies, release convicted criminals from prison, tie the hands of police so they can't arrest criminals, and then basically allow those criminals to do what criminals do to the general population, I'd say that's crazy. Nobody's ever going to sign off on that. But it sounds like your Democrat colleagues have done exactly that, haven't they, Senator?
Well, Lars, first of all, thanks for having me on the show again. And sure. I tell you what, you just said a lot. You know, what we've seen over the last year or so is just, it's just been tremendous. You know, and today we're talking about prison reform, and we spoke previously about a lot of the law enforcement reform, how they're tying law enforcement's hands with the use of force bill and the tactics bill. They're reducing the penalty for crime with the Blake decision, which basically legalized drug possession. And then, you know, that's the first link is law enforcement. But the next link in the justice chain is with our prosecutors. And what we see there, Lars, is, as an example, 41% of all felony referrals in King County in 2019 were dismissed without action. 41% of all felony referrals they took no action on. Whenever you compare that to places like Spokane County, where they only dismissed 6%, you can really see one of the root causes of increased crime in our area. But, you know, today we're talking about prison reform. And certainly what we see is an agency that is absolutely out of balance. They've lost sight of their core mission, which we contend in the report, Prison Alarm Bells, which was released yesterday. We contend that the agency should designate public safety as their paramount duty. You know, we fully understand that they have a really strong supporting effort, which is the rehabilitation of those under their care. And we absolutely want, you know, people who are in our prison system to get the necessary knowledge, skills, and abilities so that they succeed upon their release. But what we're seeing right now is those who that we are releasing early, we know that about 31% of them are going to reoffend because they're not in there long enough or they're not going through the proper programs to get those knowledge, skills, and abilities so that they can succeed.
Senator, one of the things I wish that politicians, including Republicans like you, would do is tell the Democrats we're no longer going to use their language. We're not going to say that when somebody is raped, that that's offending. Offending is when you break wind in public and don't apologize. Offending is when you chew with your mouth full, when you rape somebody, when you assault somebody. You know, when you start saying they're not inmates or convicts, they're adults in custody, which is one thing, that they've committed an offense, that they've, you know, that we're going to reform prison. If we could get back to honest language and say we're going to cut convicted criminals loose on the community, I think that's an honest way to say it. And they say, well, that's kind of pejorative. And I say, well, if you're going to release a criminal in somebody's neighborhood, I don't care if it's pejorative or not. It should be. Most people, if you took a vote and said, how many of you want some convicted criminals released in your neighborhood? Now, we all know that most of these people will get out at some point. But if you say, what if we cut them loose early? Well, we're sending the criminal message that, by the way, we meant to lock you up for 10 years, but 6 is good enough. Go ahead. We know there's a 30% chance you're going to go back out and commit another crime, not reoffend, but commit another crime. Do you think there's any way we could get back to honest? Because I think if we dealt with this in honest language, it would be at least a start towards stopping this kind of stuff.
Well, I'm going to agree with you, Lars. I've always said that words matter and you need to use precise words precisely. And, you know, I think the other side, they're very artful in the way that they use their words. But talking about that 31%, recidivism rate. You know, if we look at Governor Inslee's release of he released 1,016 persons early last year during the COVID. Those individuals, they have a 64% failure rate already after just a little over a year. 64% failure rate. And that's, you know, I'll give you an example of one guy, a 33-year-old man named Corey. And he was released early while serving a sentence for unlawful possession of a firearm. This guy had 7 prior felony convictions and 2 misdemeanors. He cut off his ankle monitor within 10 days of release and was arrested while high on meth and after attacking a 60-year-old woman in Everett. That's just one example, Lars. But, I mean, it certainly shows how getting people out of jail before their sentence is complete and their program of rehabilitation is complete, it puts the public at risk, and it actually sets that individual up for failure.
Yeah, and with that kind of rate, when we talk about the other rate, the one chance in three, and that's over a couple of years, we're not taking account of the fact that the folks you're releasing are not just average folks. These are the ones who didn't get their case dismissed, did get found guilty, did get sentenced, didn't beat it on a technicality of some kind. I think you're talking about a much more dangerous group of people anyway, aren't we?
Well, I concur. You know, and that goes to the idea of, you know, if there's a viable diversionary opportunity that can get someone on the right track and let them still provide restitution, then fine, let's embrace that. But for those people who are in our jails, they've been convicted, they've been sentenced, and, you know, there are repercussions for actions. And right now what we've got is we've got crime is at all-time highs. I outlined that last time. But we also have jail cell occupancy at historic lows. We're at 24-year lows for jail cell occupancy. And so the narrative goes, they're trying to eliminate 3,300 beds because they're only at 77% capacity because they want to save some money. But I'm saying that that's a bad idea, Lars, because we've been there and we've done that. And what happens whenever you reduce capacity is you cause overcrowding down the road. And then whenever we have overcrowding, as we did in 2018, they come up with these programs like graduated reentry to let people out of jail early because we have prison overcrowding. It's just this vicious circle that they're creating purposely or not. It exists.
Now, I'll tell you what, Senator Gildin, I've heard from conservatives who say it's expensive to lock people up. And I've told them, no, it's not. And I really think we need to change that narrative, too. And you say, well, the average inmate, not the high, you know, high danger inmates, $25,000 a year. And they say, that's a lot of money. I said, yes, it is. It's $2,000 a month. It's $500 a week. You release mm-hmm. the average felon to society and he's a meth head or he's a violent criminal. How much damage does that person do per week when he's out in society doing the things he was put in prison for doing? I'm willing to bet that it's way more than $500. The first person he hits in the head and sends to the emergency room is a lot more expensive than $500. I think locking somebody like that up for a period of time and trying to send a message is much less expensive than dealing with the human cost when people get beat to pieces or even murdered. That's Washington State Senator Chris Gildin. He represents Puyallup and that area as a state senator. We'll be back in a moment with your calls.